Hey guys, welcome to Succulents Network podcast. Today we're going to talk about 10 tips for growing succulents outdoors. Now these tips are more for beginners, so keep that in mind. So summer is just around the corner and it's the perfect time to take care of your outdoor garden. If you're not already doing that, you should consider adding succulents to your little piece of nature. You can really take advantage of the variety of the geometrical forms and size. Beautiful colors and shapes of succulents can inspire you to be creative and make your garden really stand out. Succulents are not viewed like houseplants for some time now, especially if you're living in a region with high temperature and summer droughts. These plants can be a great alternative for a thirsty lawn. Also, you'll get a beautiful looking garden all year round. Being easy to grow, succulent will bring a new look to your garden with little effort. However, they do need some care to stay healthy throughout the season. Let's start about our 10 tips right now. Our first tip is that you should be careful with water. Unlike some other plants in your garden, succulents do not need daily watering. With them, overwatering can be a bigger problem than underwatering. If you give your succulents too much water, you can turn your beautiful plants into soft and squishy mess. If you notice your outdoor succulents are suffering from too much water, you can still save them. The main result of overwatering is rotting the roots. In that case, find some healthy tissue, take cuttings from it, and let it dry properly. Then you can replace the soil the succulent were in and replant it in a new well-draining one. Our second tip is that you should group succulents with similar needs. Succulents are the easiest plants to grow successfully, but they still have some needs. Have that in mind when you're thinking of the best place to plant them. A lot of succulents love to be grouped, which gives you an opportunity to make something really pretty in your garden. Still, make sure that you plant together the ones that have similar watering and light needs. Also, while everyday succulents need well-draining soil, some may require more fertilization than others. The best way to avoid mistake is to have more areas in your garden where you can separate succulents that need full light and just a few drops of water from the ones that need more shade, fertilizer, and water. Our third tip, succulents still need your love. It is true that desert plants like succulent and cacti do not need as much care as other plants. But that doesn't mean they can go completely neglected. The most common myth is that you don't need to water them at all if you grow them outside. If you're living in an area that doesn't get much rain, you want to water your succulents regularly during the growing period, from spring to fall. If you grow succulents in containers, you should water them once a week. To make sure you give them enough water, water your plants until it starts coming out of the drainage hole. That way, you can remove built up salt from your soil. Provide a right soil. If you're experienced in growing succulents or cacti indoor, you know how handy special soil mixes can be. You can find them already pre-mixed, or you can make your own. While very useful for indoor growing or growing in containers, those mixes are not very practical if you're planting succulents in the garden. To make sure that your plants get what they need, learn about the soil that is in your garden. If it's needed, you can add some adamants to make it drier and faster draining. This way, you'll be sure that succulents get all the love their healthy roots need. Five, take advantage of the ground. Consider for just houseplant for a long time. There is a myth that succulents need container in every case. While they can look amazing in some beautiful potted arrangement, succulents, like other plants, love to be in the ground. You can plant them in garden beds and play with shapes and colors. Succulent can be planted in raised beds with the right soil mixture to make some form of large arrangements. Six, give your succulents some light. Succulents are mostly desert plants and can tolerate a lot of sunlight. That being said, when you grow them in your garden, you should have in mind that every succulent needs different amount of light to grow. Most of them need a balance between sunlight and shade. If you're extreme in any case, it wouldn't give you a healthy plant or even a beautiful one. In order to grow a happy succulent, learn about the lighting needs and place them in the right part of your garden. There is a trick that can help you to know much more about a light, particular sunlight the plant needs. Pay attention to its color. If a succulent you want is yellowish or green, it loves shade. One that need more lights is usually orange or reddish. Seven, prevent frosting. When winter comes, succulents go into resting period, so you do not have to water them. In fact, watering succulents at this time can damage the root and kill them. When temperatures start to drop, you should let your succulent and soil dry to prevent freezing. Also, if there is a lot of rain in your area and you have some potted succulent outside, you should move them under some shelter to prevent oversaturation. If there is frost expected, you should cover your succulent with a cloth or just plant them under a tree which will protect them during the winter and summer. 8. Make sure that callus stem before replanting. Succulents are extremely easy to propagate. Almost every species can be replanted from any part of the old plant. For propagation, you can use leaves, cuttings, a stem offset or baby plants and plant it in a new soil and pot. Just allow the stem to callus for a few days before replanting to prevent rotting. You can do this by placing cuttings on a few paper towels and leave them in some type of container. 9. Get rid of pests. If you notice that your succulent isn't looking so good lately, one of the reasons can be insects. If you can see some brown bumps on stems, dots on leaves, coalesced outer leaves or holes in them, tiny insects are growing on your plants. You want to get rid of them with cotton. You should get products that will prevent insects from attacking your succulents in any case. In some cases, mixing water with vinegar can be effective pesticide. We want to try to use as little unhealthy chemicals for the plant as possible. 10. Protect your succulents from diseases. One sign that your succulent is sick is cancerous-like growth on the stem or near it. In this case, it probably got infected by microscopic mite. Orange dots can also be a sign of a disease. You can help your succulent get better by removing any infected tissue and replacing the plant in a separate container until new and healthy growth appears. To prevent infestation on other plants, make sure you clean every gardening tool after you use them. I hope you enjoyed our 10 tips for growing succulents outdoor. And if you have not yet subscribed to our channel, make sure you do so. You can also find us on YouTube/Succulents Network or Facebook/Succulents Network. You can also see in the description our website, succulentsnetwork.com, and other helpful tips that may help you grow your plants more healthy. Bye.